Hey there, everyone. I'm Sarah Weldon, CEO of Trufinco, a finance company dedicated to helping both budding and established small businesses. I'm thrilled to be hosting Business Perfect Formula, a podcast designed to demystify business funding, real estate investing, and business credit. My goal is to simplify the complexities of alternative lending, showing you that navigating the financial landscape can be straightforward and stress-free. Business Perfect Formula is available wherever you listen to podcasts. Sonoro.
Sonoro and the Mashup Americans present Love and Noreban.
Boyle Heights, where punk lives. Just take a look at its rich political history. Cesar Chavez, the Chicano Moratorium, and the East LA walkouts. Yes, there are families, paleteros, and taquerias here, but revolution has always found a home in this community. Perhaps it was Boyle Heights' punk spirit that called out to Anna and Chesun when they ducked out from Kun Wu's ever-watchful eye to get tacos.
Número 42, número 42.
Aquí. ¿Tiene rebanos?
Claro que sí, señorita. Aquí tiene.
Gracias. Que tenga buena noche.
Thank you very much. Muchas gracias.
There you go. Like I said, El Tejano has the best tacos in Los Angeles.
4th and Breed Street in Boyle Heights. I'll have to remember that.
Put some of that salsa verde on top.
Oh my gosh. The meat is so crispy and tender and slightly sweet.
Mm-hmm. That's the juice from the pineapple. I haven't had al pastor like this anywhere.
So why not make them at your restaurant?
Oh, you mean steal?
Or just pool inspiration?
I'd be taking away what makes this truck special rather than appreciating it for what it is.
I never knew I could enjoy something so simple.
Simple?
Yeah, it's just some meat on some tortillas.
Never underestimate simple. Growing up, I hated when my mom made mole. She'd roast chiles, and the fumes would make my eyes burn. But when I finally learned how to make it, I realized how much I take my mom's mole for granted. Simple is hard. Anyone can create a sauce to make flavor. But can you make simple good? Sorry, I get really passionate about food and...
No, I love it. I could listen to you all day. It's refreshing to remember that there's more to life than numbers. Like mole. Hold on, I want to tip them.
Thank you very much, senor.
You sure about that? You gave him a 50.
It's okay, we're living it up tonight. You know, this is the first time I've sneaked away from Kyomu this whole trip.
Oh no, am I being the bad influence?
Yes, who just happens to run an amazing restaurant and take care of her sister and be generally amazing. I'm really gonna miss this.
That was random. What are you, dying? Oh my gosh, are you dying? If you are, I am so sorry. Sometimes I can be a little blunt and I...
No.
But wait, no, seriously, are you dying?
No, not dying. I'm heading back to Seoul in a month.
Oh. Business? Family?
Military.
Yikes. For how long? A few weeks? A couple of months?
2 years.
2 years. What about that deal you closed?
My dad will take care of it in the meantime. He always does.
Do you want to go?
It's something I gotta do.
Well, look at you, Captain America. Or Captain Korea.
Thanks. Most guys do it their sophomore year in college, but with getting my master's and working for my dad the whole time, I kept pushing it back. I'm probably gonna be one of the oldest guys there, but... hopefully they'll, you know, respect me as an elder.
Have you met a 20-year-old? They're still boys. Only thing they respect is disrespect.
I'm screwed, aren't I?
Yep.
Well, because of work, I really haven't had a chance to see L.A. I made this list, though.
Dodger Stadium, Union Station, nice. Hollywood Walk of Fame, very overrated. You're better off with a bowl. Yeah, you can definitely see all this in a month. Overall, good list. I give it a B+.
Ooh, I forgot to add the Hollywood sign. I want to sit inside one of the O's.
You're joking, right?
Yeah, of course. Obviously, I'm joking. So what do you say? Be my tour guide?
There's at least 30 places on here, and with my work schedule, I guess I'll have to confirm with my chief of staff.
Oh, now you've got jokes.
They don't joke in the corporate world?
They don't blink in the corporate world.
So then why should I go out with a senior vice president?
Because I don't know when I'll be coming back. And I want to savor a month's worth of memories with you.
Jason, I... That's the second order of tacos I bought.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Número 43?
Way to go, Jason. You papo.
Hey, guess what? My chief of staff says I'm free so long as we finalize our contract.
Glad you got the approval for the merger. Tell me what I gotta do.
You gotta seal the deal.
With what?
A kiss. A real one. Stuck in your eyes, time falls apart. Forever's not that far. You're the one I can wait for.
And this was the moment when they had their first real kiss. And it was a kiss that neither would ever forget. Neither would the taquero from inside the truck.
Never been better. Hey, you've been in love before, right, Kono?
I love my work. Does that count?
No, with a person.
Love won't feed you or clothe you. Why waste your time?
My dad loved my mom.
Your father is a very lucky man.
Because he found love?
Because he has money.
I guess.
Your focus is paramount. All eyes are on you. People will be eager to see you fail.
You sound like my dad.
Then you should listen to me. Impulsiveness is not a virtue. How did your father take the news of the deal?
Oh, yeah, he was happy. Thanks for the bank note idea. I couldn't have done it without you.
Did you tell your father?
About the bank note? Yeah.
And did you tell him whose idea it was?
Oh. No. Sorry. I completely forgot. I'll mention it to him the next time I see him.
보자.
Can you turn up the air? Or roll down the window? It's hot in here.
Of course.
There is nothing better than watching some baseball while enjoying a Dodger dog. And that's exactly how Anna kicked off Jason's LA tour.
Woo! Bring it home! Go Blue!
Excuse me. Pardon me. Sorry. Sorry, Kono. Hey!
What took you so long?
Got us matching Dodger jerseys.
They're pink.
Right?
Oh, they're so matchy-matchy.
That's the point. Come on. Put them on.
Oh, I can't believe I'm wearing this. It's Dodger blue, not Dodger pink.
You look great in pink. We're on the kiss cam.
We're on the kiss cam.
Kono, can you please sit down? You're blocking everyone's view of us.
You shouldn't be out here like this.
Kono, please sit down. It's fine.
After the game, they savored all of L.A. Weeks passed as they stuffed themselves with giant burritos at El Tepeyac. You gotta try the Hollenbeck. Savory noodles at Paul's Kitchen. And to top it all off, a cocktail at Musso and Frank. Last but not least, Anna showed Chesun one of her favorite L.A. spots.
This is awesome! What is this called?
Don't tell me you've never seen Bailes Folklorico.
I've never seen Bailes Folklorico. You want to dance?
Claro que sí.
You don't need to hold me. This isn't a slow dance. Whoa.
What?
Are those your abs?
Yeah.
What make and model are they?
Why? Are you interested in a test drive?
Depends on who's driving.
It's fun, right?
So, 1 week left. I think we got all the good ones on your list.
Thank you.
For the dance?
For spending all this time with me.
You know, you're lucky Mark and Valentina have always been good about manning the fort.
Could you trust them to watch the place for a week?
Yeah, why?
What if we took a trip?
Like, to Burbank?
Like to Mexico City. We could go tonight.
It'd be impossible to get plane tickets right now.
We can take the company jet. I'll have Kano take care of everything.
Company jet? How rich are you?
All you have to do is pack your bags and we'd be there tomorrow morning.
I can't leave Valentina.
She's 24.
The restaurant might need me.
My mom would always tell me, you can't overthink everything. When adventure calls, go.
And my parents were the same way. Necesitas trabajar hacia algún objetivo.
I agree completely. You have to be working for something.
Okay.
My tree.
All right, Mr. Choi. Let's get out of here.
Her heart raced every time she was with him. It was a feeling she hadn't felt in a very long time. He was sweet, full of joy, and deeply interested in her world. The six-pack abs didn't hurt either. Anna, whether she wanted to admit it or not, was falling in love.
So, is this like your company plane or the company's company plane? What if you wanted a flaming skull on the side?
Unfortunately, as a chibor, that would be frowned upon.
How punk rock would that be, though?
Very punk rock. You okay?
Sorry, I've just never been on a private jet before.
Care for a drink? How about a mimosa?
That'd be great. Wait, I don't have any cash for tip.
It's all taken care of. I got you.
What if I ordered 10 mimosas?
Get out of here.
And so, fools rush in. Come with me and we'll hitch along Chesan and Anna's trip to Mexico City, a city with ancient roots and a strong spirit. I love the vibrant colors everywhere, from the stalls at La Ciudadela all the way to the murals of Ciudad Universitaria. Carlo y Rivera would be proud to see their artistic spirit thrive. ¡Que viva México!
Look at this penthouse and this view.
It's great, isn't it?
You've been here before?
My family owns a property. And before you ask, yes, you are the first woman I've brought here. It's been years since I've taken someone on a trip.
Oh?
Chloe kept warning me about my last girlfriend, said her vibes were off, but I didn't listen. Maybe I didn't want to. Turns out she just saw us as a business transaction.
She just saw you for your money?
Everyone usually does, which kills all the romance.
I'm sorry.
It is what it is. So, where to first?
Easy. Chocolate churros from El Moro.
¿Me puede dar dos churros, un chocolate caliente, y tienen café con leche? Y un café con leche para la señorita. Gracias.
¡Ay, qué rápido! Gracias. I forgot how fast El Moro is.
Wish my meetings were this fast.
Do businessmen usually remember coffee orders?
How could I forget? Café con leche. It's literally two things, Miss Simple is Hard. Yeah, I'll go.
Why are you trying to feed me? Stop.
Because I like egg yolk. Humor me. How is it?
Good. What?
You got chocolate on your nose.
I love this place.
Good to be back?
Yeah. For once, I'm not thinking about the restaurant.
Then a toast to Anna getting away from the restaurant.
Salud.
Salud.
¿Cuánto tiempo tienes hablando español?
¿Puedes repetir eso, por favor?
You know exactly what I said.
As soon as my dad decided to venture out into Mexico, I did what I could to learn.
And have you enjoyed getting out of Seoul?
And then some. The food's been great. Before, I would devour a meal like a vacuum, but now I'm starting to see how much really goes into food, thanks to you.
Uh-huh.
Don't get me wrong. I love where I'm from and what I do, but sometimes I feel like I could be doing more. What keeps you going?
The restaurant. It's a little predictable, isn't it?
I think that's a perfect answer.
It's my home. And not just because it's my family's business. It's where Valentina and I would play hide and seek. It's where Mark and I would hang out after school and where my parents perfected their pozole recipe. It's home because of the people I love.
That's something I felt the moment I first stepped in.
We try our best.
Then a follow-up toast. To you, keeping the spirit of home alive wherever you are.
Actually, I'm not really doing anything. I'm just helping to keep it going. Valentina's really the future of this business, I think. It was her idea to do the salsa line, which was Mom and Dad's dream, but they never got around to doing it because, you know, they died. If it weren't for her, our family's flavors might not...
Anna. Let me celebrate you.
What is this?
A churro.
No, I mean... What are we doing?
What?
I really like what we have, but with your military service, what if this is all it can be?
I guess this is as good a time as any.
What's in that little velvet box that looks like a ring box? That better not be. No.
Don't say no until you see it.
Oh, thank God. It's just a watch. Oh, my God, it's a Harry Winston watch. Wow.
Check the back.
Oh, you had it engraved with Oye. Jason, I...
Before you say you can't accept, know that I really want you to have this. It's something to remember me by. See? I got us matching watches. Mine says, ¿Cómo está usted?
Why are you so obsessed with being coupley all the time?
It's a Korean thing.
So there's really no way to get out of your service. We can't just wink, wink, nudge, nudge your commanding officer?
The only way out is to either renounce your citizenship...
Your dad would hate that.
...be physically unfit...
You just had to be cut.
Or you have to have a special talent, like being an Olympic athlete or a classically trained musician. I mean, if Kim Seok-jin has to enlist, then I definitely gotta go.
Then learn the bassoon. You have a week. Or what about your dad? Can't he help?
No. And even if he could, I wouldn't want him to. Anna, it's only 2 years.
That's a long time.
Not compared to a lifetime together.
Okay.
I'm being serious. I love you, Anna. You don't have to say it back.
No.
I mean, you can, if you want to.
Totally. Yes.
What?
Sorry. I love you, too.
Oh, yes, awesome, great. So what's decided then? We're in love.
Should we shake on it?
A kiss would be nice.
This is nuts, right? We're seriously going to do a long-distance relationship for the next 2 years?
2 years will go by like nothing.
Can you promise me that?
I promise.
Well, at least this watch will help me pass the time.
Speaking of, guess what time it is? Oh! It's hug 30.
Oh my God, I take it back.
And after a week in Mexico, Jae-sun had only 1 day left in LA before heading back to Seoul. As Kun-woo packed Jae-sun's belongings, our couple did their best with what little time they had left, sharing a last few laughs, but fearing the inevitable.
Why is LAX always a gateway to hell? I have no idea where I'm going.
Me neither.
You still can't find the entrance?
Kwanu usually takes care of all of this.
I'm moving over!
Anna, it's all right. My jet can leave whenever.
Isn't there like a window of time you have with traffic control?
Oh, that's a really good question.
Jason!
Just park in one of those lots.
That's 5 lanes over. By the time I get through, you could miss your window. Oh, I'm so sorry we slept through the alarm.
I'm not.
Seriously, Jason, what if we can't get to the private terminal from the poor people terminal? So then you miss your flight, flake on your dad, and he gets so mad you're late to boot camp, which will leave a bad first impression on your new name.
Hey! It's gonna be all right. I love you.
I love you too. I guess this is it.
It's not goodbye.
It's, I'll see you at Norebang.
I'll let you know when I land.
Excuse me, ma'am. You have to move your car now.
Sorry, my boyfriend just... I'll move. Hey, Siri, call Valentina.
Hey, you reached Vale. I can't pick up, but we'll get back to you ASAP. Oh, and remember, the ice caps are melting, and Flint still needs clean water.
Hey, Siri, call Mark Hernandez.
Hello, Anna?
Hi, Mark. You busy? Can I come over?
Love and Norebang is produced by Sonoro and the Mashup Americans. Executive produced by Camila Victoriano and Joshua Weinstein for Sonoro, and Amy S. Choi and Rebecca Lehrer for the Mashup Americans. Directed by Amy S. Choi and Rebecca Lehrer. Written by Quincy Cho and Anthony Aguilar. Supervising producer Sofia De Antuniano. Project manager Shelby Sandlin. Post-production supervisor, Israel Perez Piz. Story editor, Amy S. Choi and Rebecca Lehrer. Script coordinator, Paula Estrada. Casting by Camila Victoriano, Amy S. Choi, and Rebecca Lehrer. Casting directors, Natalie Ballesteros, Alan Luna, and Michelle Adams. Audio engineer, Manny Bulnes. Dialogue editor, Daniel Padilla. Sound designer and Foley artist, Manny Bulnes. Music editor, Laura Cruz. Orchestration and score, Laura Cruz. Assembly and mixdown, Manny Bulnes. Original song, Underneath the Lights, by Laura Cruz, with vocals by Jen Kwok and additional production by Jen Kwok and Jody Shelton. Mastering by Alex DeWinter. Performances in this episode by Justin H. Min, Francia Raiza, Randall Park, Emily Tosta, Steve Lim, Rafael Torres and Hector Fernandez.
Hey there, everyone. I'm Sarah Weldon, CEO of Trufinco, a finance company dedicated to helping both budding and established small businesses. I'm thrilled to be hosting Business Perfect Formula, a podcast designed to demystify business funding, real estate investing, and business credit. My goal is to simplify the complexities of alternative lending, showing you that navigating the financial landscape can be straightforward and stress-free. Business Perfect Formula is available wherever you listen to podcasts.